Good morning, you're listening to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Eric Demery, who's president of Carpet One Floor and Home. Eric, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Kemp. How are you?
I'm doing well. Good to be with you. We're down in Orlando, Florida, at the Gaylord Palms at the Carpet One Floor and Home Summer Convention, and we're in the second day of the meeting. I know you've been with some of your membership here. I know you stay in touch with them all the time, but how's the membership doing?
I think overall they're doing well. We still have some areas in North America, like everybody, that are struggling. But as you know, we do an all-member survey every year. And in March, when we sent it out, people were fairly optimistic. I mean, we had a terrific first quarter, January, February, March. Business has softened. I think the industry will admit that. We've stayed a little bit ahead of the independent channel distribution. The good thing is most of our members are highly diversified. So they've kind of weathered the storm, I think, better than most. But you know, they come here, they're pumped up, they love being with each other, they're networking, they're high-fiving each other, and a lot of high energy, as you experienced this morning during our general session.
You know, you mentioned that you'd surveyed them in March, and yet what we've seen about May, sometime mid-May, we started to hit the doldrum that we've seen the last couple of years that goes to the middle of the summer. What do you think causes that?
I think a whole bunch of things cause it. I think people are worried about the election. What's happening with health care, what's happening with taxes, the deficit. Small businesses, you know, is very concerned about ever-increasing costs for their employee benefits. So there's not a lot of stuff out there to feel real optimistic about. However, you know, we're seeing the top end of the market come back a little quicker. We think there's a lot of built-up demand for refurnishing and remodeling the home. And again, we preach diversification. When the residential remodel replacement is soft, it's helpful to be involved in other segments of the business. So, you know, look, I think when the election's over, Kemp, I think the whole world's going to be in a lot more shape, especially here in North America.
Okay. We just finished our July issue of Floor Focus magazine, and we polled just under 1,000 retailers. That's how many responses we got back. And a couple of things it told us. One, I think you'll be encouraged to hear. We ask them every year if they're members of a buying group and if they're happy, and the statistics this year are good. More people are members and more people are happy about being in a buying group. I thought you'd enjoy hearing that. But another thing we saw was that we asked them, you know, about their size, and we're getting the read that there must be some consolidation going on out there in the marketplace because several of the respondents are bigger than they were, you know, when you just start doing the averages, which tells us that you've got some people out there that are going out and buying the smaller retailers that aren't doing as well. Are you seeing that within your own organization?
A little bit. I mean, our largest and most financially stable and healthy companies that have tremendous operating platforms with great people, they're aggressive. They're expanding every bit as rapidly as they were when things were good in the good old days. You know, we see some of course, the smaller volume retailers either dropping out and or consolidating with other people in the marketplace. I think that's true with just about any. You know, we're happy with the fact that our attrition rate, our number of lost stores, is significantly less than what we're seeing in the reports we get regarding the industry, especially the independent channel. So, you know, because all the things we do, I think it helps our members. We concentrate on sales and profitability with all the tools that you've seen, whether it's merchandising, private labeled exclusives, training, our new systems, our marketing efforts. But at the end of the day, you got to be a darn good executor at the local market, and you have to have great repeat and referral business. And our members have been around, as you know, a long time. So we're very fortunate to have the best of the best.
Speaking of the best of the best, as you visit, I'm sure you do, go out and see Aaron Perner or Tom Levi or some of these guys that, you know, have not only multiple stores but multiple cities. What are they doing to build store traffic? Do you think they have some secret that's working for them that other people could learn from?
I think it varies by store. It varies by market. It varies by business model. It varies by who you're going to go target. You know, a lot of our members have multiple brands specifically because they want to capture the market and they'd rather compete with themselves than compete with another competitor. The first and foremost thing is you have to get noticed. You have to get customers either on your phones or into your stores or on your websites. And then it's all execution, Kemp. There's no secret to this. You've been around forever. This is a relationship business. If people trust you and they like you, you know, they're probably going to buy from you, albeit, you know, you need to be competitive. I think it's a little tougher now than it's ever been. But that's really what it comes down to.
When you start thinking about best practices and you start thinking about perhaps the percentage of revenue that you need to spend toward advertising, do you recommend to your members that they spend, you know, say, close to 5%? Or tell me what your advice is there.
I recommend that they price their product to the market and make as much margin as possible and make sure that they have enough margin built into the product, number one, stay competitive, but number two, to afford anywhere from 4 to 7 to 8% in advertising, depending where the market is. But we do make that recommendation. We think everybody should budget at least 4% to apply towards some type of marketing and media and advertising. Look, again, I go back to my statement. If you're not out there, if you're not getting noticed, if you're not in the consideration set when they're ready to buy flooring, you're going to lose business to your competition.
All right. Well, another thing that this research told us, because we asked them some open-ended questions, and a lot of the retailers, and you know, not just Carpet One dealers, but just retailers across the country, came back and they said that one of their biggest concern was around this whole area of commoditization, not enough differentiation out there. What are you guys doing to make sure that you combat that?
Well, we're doing what we've done for 27, 28 years. I mean, we believe from day one that it's how much can you sell something for that's more important than what you buy it for? And I'm not downplaying the fact that we want to buy at the lowest possible price, but we want to deliver tremendous value. So you do that in ways that are meaningful to the consumer. It's not just the price of the sample or the price per foot. It's the price of the entire job and everything that goes into it. You know, it's interesting. The industry gets very, very little credit for the professional craftsmanship of installing these very complicated and beautiful products. And it's a shame. And the problem with commoditization is we all have a tendency to take that money out of our own bottom line and give it to the consumer. So you buy something for $10, now you can buy it for $8. Instead of sticking the extra $2 on the bottom line, the $2 ends up going to the consumer. And I think the industry has a major challenge from manufacturing their distribution through retail is that we are a very low margin business, comparatively speaking, to others. And it's, you know, the more we chase it down with commodity products, and we're not getting any help from some of the home centers. You know, I remember when I started with Pergo way back in my past life, you know, we were getting $297, $329. You know, we've driven the price down now. I read recently 98 cents, $1.29 is the average price. You know, the commoditization by some of what the micro mills are doing out there with polyester becoming more and more popular, you know, that's driven down the average price again substantially. So, again, smart, savvy retailers, and I don't care if it's Saks Fifth Avenue or Nordstrom's or, you know, Pottery Barn or Carpet One, they figure out a way to balance out the mix in the product selection so that they can support a higher price and maintain a healthier margin.
Well, I think one of the things that you identify, and I've heard it out here from your mouth this morning, is that you know what your USP is, what your unique selling proposition. And tell us what that was in your own words.
We want to be the store of choice for professionally installed flooring in every community we serve. So that vision statement alone kind of builds upon all of our activities. And under our three-year plan, our focus is member first. What can we do as a buying group and a cooperative to improve their sales and profitability? What can we do to help them gain more market share? What can we do to make sure that they're putting core purchases through our system for the benefit of our core suppliers so that they increase their rebate income? And what can we do to give them all the tools they need to increase their average ticket and their closing rates? So that's really what we focus on, is particularly at this convention.
Are you feeling good about the attendance at this meeting?
Yeah, actually, it's actually a little higher percentage-wise than it was last summer, so that's good. You know, the winter is the big, big one, and we always get above 90%. I don't have the exact number, but we're very happy. I know we had 840-some-odd people register, so that's a pretty healthy showing.
All right, great, Eric. Again, we've been talking to Eric Demery from Carpet One Floor and Home Summer Convention in Orlando, and you've been listening to Kemphar and FloorDaily.net.